Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Yesterday we began discussion on the ayat of Quran Sharif, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prohibited incest, usury, what we call riba. Six ayat were revealed in regards to the hurmat and prohibition of riba and incest, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it absolutely haram. And as we mentioned yesterday also, in tafsir of this ayat is about 20 pages more or less. To read through all of them will be time consuming. We'll just mention a few points in regard to tafsir of this ayat. The word riba also means increase. For the mushrikeen of Makkah, idolaters, the kuffar of Makkah, it was their habit that they would lend money on interest. They would lend money and they would take back repayment on an increased amount. And when the due date had come to pay, to repay the debt, and the person was unable to repay, and they would grant an extension. For that extension also, they would charge a higher price. So this increase is extra. This is the meaning of riba, this increase in extra, that they will take extra back. So primarily these ayat were revealed in regards to this type of transaction where they would lend money, they would loan money, and they would take back extra in return. This is called riba. Then by extension, this will need to do different transactions also, where a person sells something, and when the person cannot repay, then he would take back extra. This they would use for bartering also, whether gold, silver, dirhams, dinars. I will lend you so many dirhams or dinars, gold and silver, and take back extra in return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared all of this haram. When it comes to interest also, very intricate masail. Therefore the ummah should be extra careful. Whatever transaction I'm concluding, engaging in, is this sharia compliant or not? Ask ulama ikram, and as you mentioned before, not every question can be asked from every alim. There are those that are experts in the field that specialize in these masail. Therefore, we should send our queries to those fatwa departments that can answer our questions. So not every alim is competent enough to understand the masail of interest. Why we say this? There are riwayat and there are narrations also. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also mentioned that there are three things. If only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had expounded and elaborated a little more, it would have been easier for us to understand them. Among those three things that he mentioned, one was kalala. Kalala comes in Quran Sharif, is in regards to miras. Then when it comes to the grandfather inheriting, if only we knew a bit extra in regards to this masala, it would have been easier for us. The third one he mentioned was in regards to interest. In regards to interest, these ayat are among the last ayat that revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before his demise. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't have that opportunity to delve into the intricate masail and points of interest and usury and riba. So Umar bin Khattab would express and say, only Nabi of Allah would explain to us a little more in detail in regards to interest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the basic principle in regards to interest, and from this the fuqaha, the jurists, sahaba ikram, deduced the masail and made us understand. Then going on in regards to interest, the warnings in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which should be enough to deter us and to make us aware that be careful. 1 cent of interest, whether in my account, sometimes we have so many accounts and we don't keep track of them. And then we feel, how come the doors are closing here and there? That I'm doing trade. Then there's a problem. Something is happening. Sometimes staff problem. Then people don't want to pay me in time. What is the problem? Supplier, give me a price. Supply the wrong goods. Something or the other is happening. Then when we do some introspection and we check some accounts, there was some interest over here. This account, I forgot about this. Every month I'm clearing out. And the original masla, ulama explain us, the original masla is that account in which there is riba and interest accrued. Whether some credit card or debit account, whatever it may be, debit card. So the original, the correct thing would be to withdraw that amount of interest and give it away in charity. Wajibut tasadduq. The word used is wajibut tasadduq, that that amount is wajib and compulsory to give a sadqah to a non-Muslim. Or that interest amount can be given to a zakat recipient. Any Muslim who can receive zakat, it can be given to him, family member also, doesn't matter. Can be given to a family member who is deserving of zakat without the intention of any reward. But we know there's multiple accounts. So what usually we advise, there are many institutions that accept zakat funds, so we can have them as a beneficiary on our accounts, on our apps, on our phones. So end of the month, we just do the EFT. This haram, this riba, this interest that I've accrued on my account, they do the EFT to the zakat fund. That is permissible. This interest has to be given to, can be given to a zakat recipient. So there's certain organization, I can put this interest amount into the zakat account of the certain organization. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that interest has 73 doors. Interest has 73 doors or departments. The lightest is like a man fornicating with his mother. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But as one family, an alim explained to them, that to get involved in interest, to pay every month to the bank or to receive, is absolutely haram. Family people explained to that alim that give us 6 months to clean it up. So he mentioned to them, you are actually effectively asking me permission to continue fornicating with your mother for 6 months. How can he give you permission? Immediately make tawbah, istighfar, and turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and start closing it up. You cannot trade for 6 more months. That's what the Hadith Sharif says. Interest has 73 doors. The lightest is like a man fornicating, making zina with his mother. One dirham, one silver coin. Dirham is a silver coin, dinar a gold coin. One dirham which a person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than committing fornication, zina 33 times in the state of Islam. One dirham which a person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than committing fornication, zina 33 times in the state of Islam. When fornication and interest become apparent in any place, then they have brought upon themselves the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the, you say, fornication and interest become apparent in any place, then the people of that place have brought upon themselves the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fornication interest effectively is the azab of Allah. Although it might seem to be some increase. Here also you find many departments, they say nowadays, Sharia compliant. Go to ulama ikram, and we hear this commonly. One is fatwa, one is taqwa. Safest when it comes to business transactions is taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. When it comes to trade, business, sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares openly, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, the person who fears Allah, is Allah conscious, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah's promise, we will make a way out for him. As we say, the carrot is dangling, are you going to take it or not? And right now he's in dire straits, he's down and out. And he thinks to himself, this is from Allah. But behind that, there's something impure, there's interest in this. There's interest, I want to take this, I want to take these goods, but I want to pay interest. Oh, the bank is there to assist me. We know the bank is not going to assist. They're there to make money. Allah says, adopt taqwa. Become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promises, I will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah's promise. And Allah says, I will sustain him from avenues that he can't even imagine from. Where it will come from, Allah will open it. Just so, temptation is there, I will desist, I will hold back. Allah will open the avenue. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should have taqwa. Fatwa is there for other masail. When it comes for my sustenance and rosy, adopt taqwa and piety and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever consumes interest, riba, will rise on the day of qiyamah insane. As we mentioned before, يَتَخَبَّطُهُ شَيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. As if shaitan has struck him, has touched him. He'll be insane, raving and ranting on the day of qiyamah. We'll quote one more hadith, continue tomorrow inshallah. By that being, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, by that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience, pride, play and amusement. In the morning, they will be transformed into swines and monkeys. The reason for this will be regarding haram as halal. Using singing girls for entertainment, drinking alcohol, consuming usury and wearing of silk. By that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience, pride, meaning arrogance, they won't care, they won't fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, play and amusement. In the morning, they will be transformed into swines and monkeys. The reason for this will be regarding haram as halal. Using singing girls for entertainment, drinking alcohol, consuming usury interest, and wearing silk. Allah ta'ala save us and give us all freedom. Muhammad, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.